The piece you're about to listen to was creatively written and is about to be performed by Favour Ojika. All copyright protocols are duly observed, and as such, no outside users are allowed to copyright this information. Do listen, enjoy it, and we would love to hear your feedback. Have fun! Candid. I honestly do not know why I decided to walk down this path, hereby allowing shame give me a bath. It's funny only for a while, but half the time I end up asking myself why. I'm always slowly losing my mind, and all I do is constantly complain and whine. Stuck in a situation that completely underrates my competence makes me question the fate of my existence. I want to find my purpose, honor and glory. But how and where do I start from? Especially when everything seems blurry. I tell myself I'm good enough, but my present situation always calls my bluff. The world sees me as hardworking, but how do I say it's not working? Welcome back. The piece you just listened to was a poem I wrote on the 1st of October, 2018. At that point in my life, I was actually stuck and a lot of things were going on and I honestly didn't know what to do with myself. I feel I was in a place that I wasn't supposed to be. I mean, now I'm realizing that everything eventually adds up for a reason, but at that time, to be honest, I was really, really, really trying to be honest with myself. I wanted to find out exactly what I was doing. Was I in the right career path? Was I making the right friends? Was I making the right decisions as an adult? Was I just being a good person, period? You know, that moment was more of reflection for me than anything else. And I found this piece today because I found myself asking the same questions. And I feel there are some other people that are out there that also feel the same way. There are many times where I felt alone, I felt confused, and I felt just downright inadequate. I'll tell you what I used in comforting myself earlier today, if you are also in that particular shoes. Because I know we as young people, we tend to slip in and slip out of that phase half the time when we're trying to figure all these things out. You know, we find ourselves cursing at the situation, out of frustration, you know, and yelling that same phrase, adulting is a scam, over and over and over again. Don't worry, girl. Don't worry, boy. I've been there. All I'm going to tell you is to not suck it up, as the world would tell you, but to embrace that face. I know it's not what you want to hear, but it's the truth. It's part of your story. Embrace it. You're confused. I might not give you an adept solution, but I could just tell you to just take a step back and reassess everything from the very scratch. Right? Try and see things differently. Try not to be too overwhelmed. Just take a break away from your thoughts and try to recollect them again. And really, really search deep in your soul and ask yourself questions like, I know I'm confused. I know I really do not know what to do. But what am I doing now and how would that even affect my future? I feel those are one in a million right questions that we're supposed to be asking ourselves. And that could be a stepping stone to the answer that you are really, really looking for. But until then,
keep being good at what you're doing. But keep searching for your purpose, because I feel you'll find it one day. See whatever phase you are in at right now as a stepping stone to where you're eventually supposed to be. Anyways, guys, I hope this helps you. I just wanted to give some sort of context to my poem. If you have any questions, or if you think that this poem related to you in some way, please let me know what you think. I'll be really happy to hear from you. I'll leave you now, my loves. I wish you a very good rest of the week. It's Wednesday, it's midweek, but it shouldn't stop us from having fun for the rest of the week. If you're a working person, I hope you enjoy your job. I hope you breathe well when you're doing your assignments at work. I hope you relate well with your coworkers. I hope you check up on your friends. And above all, I hope you breathe happy. Guys, I would love to hear your feedback, but I have to leave you now, unfortunately. However, until I come your way again, please do not forget to always, always let love lead. And I'll definitely see you guys in my next episode. Mwah. Bye.